Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the download. It's your boy Mike, and I'm here with
Trinity.
Trin, would you like to tell us about yourself?
My name is Trinity. I'm from Indianapolis. I'm graduating in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm graduating with my master's and bachelor's in public health with the emphasis in health policy. I currently serve as president of Black Student Union and president of the Kappa Nu citywide chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I am also a resident assistant, a writing coach, and a public health educator on campus. What else do I do?
A lot.
That's really it. That's all that I do as of now.
Well, that is a lot, y'all. And so today's episode is going to be titled Miss Do It All because she does it all. So first off, can you walk us through your college journey from freshman year to now, including what led you to pursue to your master's?
So I was a COVID senior. I graduated high school in 2020. So when I got here to University of Evansville, there was nothing going on. Like, there was no events, there was no parties, there was nothing. So I was originally a nursing major. I was a nursing major for 2 years, and then things got a little complicated. It got a little muddy. Mm-hmm. And so I switched my junior year to public health. I didn't know what public health was, but I knew it had a lot to do with community and advocating for underrepresented communities and marginalized groups. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I did that, and I got lucky enough because they had a 4+1 program, which allowed me to get my master's in 5 years. And so I applied to that at the end of my junior year, and I got in, and now I'm here. Luckily, I was also accepted into the Fellow Scholarship Program, which is for Black and Hispanic students, and I got a full ride to UE.
Amen.
And that paid for my tuition these last 5 years, and being an RA paid for my, room and board.
Room and board, yep. Shout out to Dr. Shelby, because I got the same scholarship as her when it comes to fellows, so really appreciative of that. Well, what inspired you to just be involved with everything?
I'm a first-generation college student, so truthfully, I do nothing coming into college. I played basketball all throughout high school, well, for all my life, really, and so I really thought I was going to go and play basketball in college, and I had the opportunity to not play basketball and just focus on being a student. And so I took that opportunity. But my freshman year, there was a lot of things I didn't know. Like, I didn't know anything about credit hours. Nursing was a different type of beast, so I needed help studying. And I feel like it kind of led me to a disadvantage. And, like, my whole freshman dorm, there's only 4 Black girls, including me and my roommate. And so I just felt there was a lot of struggles I went through that was unnecessary, and I didn't want any other incoming students to go through that. So that's when, like, I co-founded a first-generation organization called Ace Scholars at the time. So it's now called First Gen Scholars. I co-founded that, became vice president of that my sophomore year, and we activated the Black Student Union here on campus. And we did all that just for other people don't have to go through the same struggles. And I became an RA that same year. Wow. So people who were freshmen had someone that looked like them in their dorms, and they felt comfortable going to someone because I didn't have that. Mm.
And, you know, it's actually crazy. Like, you are involved in so many different roles, an RA, BSU leadership, Delta Sigma Theta, and more. But, like, I just want to know, how do you manage your time with everything? And how do you manage not just your time with having everything in one schedule, but focusing on all of that while maintaining, you know, spending time with friends?
I think it definitely was a learning process. I think my sophomore year was definitely the hardest when it came to balancing, because that's when clinicals came and we were kind of getting our COVID restrictions lifted, so there was more opportunities to do stuff. And I think I had that learning curve because I was definitely prioritizing, I felt like, friends a little bit more, and then schoolwork was getting a little bit harder, and I didn't know exactly how to do it. So I think taking the opportunity to kind of fail at a couple things, like learning that, okay, my organization skills aren't the best, what can I do to revamp it? Or, okay, Trinity, you're forgetting these assignments, how can you kind of, you know, write them down and remember them? And really, what keeps me organized now is I have a planner, and it has like three different areas on that planner. It has like a hourly schedule where I can fill in my meetings and stuff. It has to-do lists. So for each class, I prioritize my assignments for that week and figure out what needs to be done first. And that's how I kind of complete that, create due dates for myself. And also, like, I started studying with my friends. Like, me and my friends would go study, we'll go to lunch, go to food, go get food and stuff like that. So keeping my friends involved in the stuff that I need to do. And me and my best friend, we were roommates. We did BSU together. We were RAs together. And so we were always able to kind of combine our responsibilities on campus and hanging out together.
That's amazing.
And I would download a whole bunch of random stuff on my computer, like Microsoft To-Do, Google Calendar.
Yeah.
And just try things out.
And I think you actually was the person who, like, you know, like, put that in me. Because I, like, even now I barely use it, but, like, I still downloaded it because I'm like, dang, Trin got all these things going on and she can make it work. My little things, I can make that work if I just, you know.
And you gotta try stuff. Like, yeah. It doesn't hurt to try it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. At least you know what you don't like. But you can always take out things that were helpful and kind of implement in different ways, which I learned.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, in high school, I wasn't really big on, like, to-do lists and calendars and all that, like, thinking I can just remember it. And then mm-hmm. when you get to college, you realize, like, oh, I need this. So I understand that. And then, you know, one thing that you talked about was you being in Delta Sigma Theta. How has being a member shaped your college experience? And just, you know, talk about it. How did it start? You know, just, you know, let's hear about it.
I joined Delta last year, mm-hmm. officially last year. It was definitely different than most collegiate experiences because I was part of the reactivation line. So there was no Deltas on University of Evansville Yard when I got here. They were at University of Southern Indiana because we are a citywide chapter. And so being a reactivation chapter and having alumni people kind of help bring me in was definitely different because you're kind of introduced to a different, I want to say, culture, just because they aren't from, well, most of them weren't from University of Evansville either. Well, none of them were from University of Evansville, actually. So you're kind of getting a lot of different perspectives, and it definitely has helped my college experience because I feel like I'm more connected with people across the Indiana state than I have been in the past. And just knowing wherever I go, regardless of the campus within Indiana, I have sorors or people who will look out for me is something I was not used to. I'm not a person who goes out, so knowing I can go out and be cool and have people look out was definitely something different and something I really enjoy. And also I love the fact that now Black freshmen, Black sophomores can come on this campus and see, like, oh, we do have D9s. And going to a PWI, especially a private liberal arts school, it's so, so different than going to, like, Ball State or IU.
Right.
Where you can see 30 different Black people when you walk to class.
Facts.
Here, you'd be lucky you see three, but knowing, like, we have roots to D9 and, you know, we stroll, we know how to step, we have new initiative presentations now. So it definitely has been a lot different. Unfortunately, I am graduating, so I feel like it kind of sucks that I'm experiencing this toward the end of my college career. Mm-hmm. But those connections will last forever, and I'm so thankful for them.
Facts. So as an RA and student leader, how do you support and uplift other students, especially Black students?
It's definitely hard because I've been already in the freshman dorms my entire career, so the last 4 years. And people aren't comfortable with you at first. Like, you know, people have to get to know you. But mm-hmm. I have seen how Black or minority students kind of gravitate to me more because I'm, like, one of the only POCs on the RA staff in my dorm. And really what's been most beneficial is connecting them with resources because I can see, like, young underclassmen who are minorities kind of get embarrassed when they have to ask certain questions and they don't want to go to the white RA and things like that, they'll come to me.
Right.
And they feel comfortable with me. And I feel like that's something that, you know, you should have when you're transitioning to college. But having the ability to connect them to resources like Black Student Union or Hispanic Student Union, or guiding them towards like a student study buddy that mm-hmm. we have.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know about that. But like connecting them to those resources and academic services, or right. telling them about fellows and things like that has been extremely helpful. And I think I've seen how minority students grow and kind of they still say hi to me even after 4 years and things like that. But yeah, having those open conversations and dialogues and talking to people, because when everyone wants to transfer after like 3 months at UE, so kind of talking through that with them and things like that, I think has been good.
So coming here in a new environment, obviously, is like a different from being in high school. You know, you already have friends that you've had those 4 years. Now you're in a different environment. What does friendship mean, like friendships in college mean to you, and how has it shaped your experience here?
I would say my friendships in college have been absolutely great. I think because I came during COVID and the restrictions were really, really like strict when I got here, it forced me to get close with my roommate and the people in my dorm. So like my roommate my freshman year, we were random. I didn't know this girl at all when I first got here. That is now my best friend. She has helped me through so much throughout these last 5 years. We've done so much together on campus, and kind of transitioning into after my freshman year when things started opening up and I'm starting to be a part of BSU and make new friends, like mm-hmm. the impact that my friends had with me, they helped me so much with just like learning how to express myself, doing conflict resolution, learning how to talk to other people, not be shy, and learn how to public speak. They encouraged me to take on different roles and things like that. Like, I would honestly say my college friends have became like family. Like, my parents know them. My parents welcome them to their home all the time with open arms. And I feel like my friendships in college, even though I love my high school friends, like, they'll always have a special place in my heart. But my college friends, I feel like, will always be there as well. Like, these are my family. So I hold my college friends so dear to my heart, because they definitely helped and seen so many different sides of me. So, yeah.
Shout out Trent, for real.
Oh, whatever.
One of the best people on this campus, if y'all don't know. This is a good question. So what's something you've learned about yourself in these past 5 years that surprised you?
I will say, like, I'm a lot more independent than I thought. So, like, in high school, like I said, I played basketball. So my whole day would be basketball, schoolwork, mm-hmm. basketball, schoolwork, training, basketball, track, training, schoolwork. And so coming to college, like, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to be on my own or, like, to persevere, really. Like, I had such a strict schedule and things like that. Like, I didn't really have to make a lot of choices for myself or be independent. And so I was kind of nervous coming to college, especially, like, the three-hour drive. You know, it doesn't sound far, but I didn't have a car, so that was far.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned how to kind of, like, do stuff on my own. Like, you feel me? Figure out my own battles, advocate for myself, advocate for others, figuring out what that means to me. And I feel like I learned how just to be a stronger individual.
Mm.
And I feel like – and I learned how to make choices for myself. Because, like, even switching my major from nursing to public health was a big, 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 like, challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because public health was so unknown. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Right.
And nursing is such a clear path forward. But I learned, like, to make a choice and stick to it and be 10 toes down behind it.
Right.
And now I'm getting my master's. I have a job lined up for June. And that all came from a decision I made just because I followed my heart. So I learned how to, you know, stick to my gut.
Mm. Bars. And I do agree, like, just change, and I don't even think it's just that. I feel like just changing majors regardless requires like a big decision, and just mm-hmm. sticking with your gut, because what if you're not really sure and you stuck with it, and then that's something you really didn't like, now you're struggling, Mm-hmm. If you would have never made this move, we don't even know
what would happen. I 100% agree. And I think, like, one of my biggest, I don't want to say mistakes, but one of the things I wish I did was come in undecided. Because especially, like, telling any 18-year-old or 19-year-old or 17-year-old, however old you are when you come to college, to decide what their career will be at that point is hard. It's OC.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was so, like, I wanted to have everything figured out, which was my biggest mess up, basically. And I chose nursing not because I wanted to be a nurse. It just sounded good.
Yeah.
And I always thought I came in undecided because there's so much you don't know when you come to college. There was, like, I never heard of public health in high school. Like, I didn't know what public health was, but I was introduced to it in college. And there's so many majors I didn't know that existed.
Right.
So
I feel like we only know, like, the basic majors. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of guys do this, but, like, most basic one is business.
Yeah.
And I feel like you said, I wish I would have just been undecided, got my electives out the way, gave me time to – once I went to the career fair, then I figured out what I wanted to do. I feel like that's way better.
Yeah, I feel like you don't hear about that, and I feel like people put so much pressure on high school students to have their life figured out. Because, like, what are you going to do? And I feel like if you say you're undecided, people are like, okay, you're not taking this serious. But it's like, you don't know what's out there. You don't know every career that's in the field. You don't know every major that's out there. You don't know how they correlate. Because public health is so broad. I can do pretty much anything with public health, but you don't know that. No one teaches you that. And if you don't have people who don't go to college, like your parents or family who don't go to college, that's some shit you would never know.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, I have a question for you, Trim. What's one challenge you faced in college that really tested you? And how did you overcome it? Like, something that just really tested you to the limits and you overcame it now that you're done?
I would say there's been a couple. I mean, I spoke on my major, so I'm not going to keep speaking on that one. But I think one of the things is balancing so much, because I do believe I became so passionate with helping, like, marginalized students, like, through their journey in college. And there's so many ways I wanted to help that I feel like I wasn't able to touch on, or I wasn't able to pour as much of myself into, like, Black Student Union or being an RA, because I was so, like, divided between so many, like, responsibilities. So that was my biggest thing, is learning how to give the most of myself in these positions the best I could and still have the impact that I wanted, but also keeping up with my grades and being an RA to the fullest, being a president to the fullest was extremely difficult, and also showing up for my friends and family the way they want me to, because, you know, I still have to nurture these relationships. I think, I mean, I'm still working on it, obviously, but I think communicating how much stuff I got going on really did help, because I was one of those people, like, I'm gonna take it to the chin and figure it out my own. But I learned you don't have to be like that. Like, people will help. And I really suck at taking help, and I really suck for asking for help. I feel just like, you know, people paint such a big picture of me. I'm like, damn, like, I need to, you know, live up to that.
Right.
But it's okay. Like, you feel me? I'm human. And this is my first time doing anything like this. Like, it's your first time doing anything like this.
Right.
So learning how to give yourself grace, and learning that other people will love you the way you are, and they will give you grace as well. So.
Yeah. That's good. I kind of, I agree with you at the end a little bit. I'm going to say, like, I don't suck at taking help, but, like, asking for it, I will say that's something I'm still, like, you know, working for. I feel like I can just do it myself, like, instead of asking, or I'm just afraid to ask. Just, you know what, I got it, I can do it, like, you know. But taking it to the chin all the time is just, like.
So how are you, like, learning to ask for help? Like, what are you doing to learn to ask for help?
Asking for help. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm still, like, I'm just getting comfortable with just be, like, it's okay to ask for help. That's something I just keep in the back of my head. I mean, my mom tell me it all the time, like, it's okay to ask for help. And especially now that school getting harder and I'm doing more things, I'm asking way more help. I mean, I've asked you for a lot of help throughout this semester and last semester. So, I don't know. I just feel like I'm getting more comfortable with just being able to.
What helped me is, like, Madison. Like, I was so close with Madison.
Shout out, Madison.
But, like, I learned how to ask her for help first, because I was already comfortable with her, and we already established some kind of relationship. And so once I started being able to ask her for help, I was like, all right, like, I know how to do this. So, I don't know, like, you and Ajanae were, like, the second people I was closest to mm-hmm. after, you know, Khaleesi and stuff left. So, asking you guys for help. And that's when the whole BSU stuff popped off.
Yep.
And then, now we got Brandly. Now, you know, the friend group's growing. And so, now I feel like we have all this love and support. And we've been with each other for so long at this point. It's like, all right. Now, I mean, we spend every day together. Y'all better help me.
Yeah.
I hope you guys help.
No. Yeah. So. I agree. So, what's next for you after graduation? Any plans? And what are you excited for, you know?
Bro, I feel like this is not real. I feel like I'm still going to be here next year. Yeah. I've been here for 5 years.
You can.
Well, you know. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm excited yet. I mm-hmm. feel like, I mean, I still have a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So, I feel like once I get done with that, it'll be like, oh, shit, okay. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
But I just signed a job offer two weeks ago. Woo! I'm going to be employed.
Amen.
So, I'm going to be working with Elevate Indianapolis.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit. And essentially, I'll be a college and career coach, I believe. Sorry, this is still new. But I'll be working with students in IPS and basically guiding them through the transition from high school to post-secondary stuff. So mm-hmm. whether that's helping them through, you know, college applications, figuring out what a college application is, FAFSA, things like that, or getting them connected with trade schools and, you know, helping them just figure out what's life after high school. So I'm super excited about that. I feel like, you know, I struggled with that because it was so much basketball. Like, I didn't think about college at all until it was kind of not too late, but like, it was like, oh snap, like, these applications are due and these essays are due. So yeah, that's really it. Hopefully, you feel me, I'll start paying back my loans. That's a future Trinity problem though.
It's okay. Now that we've just been getting to know Trin and y'all know a lot about Trinity Terrell, we're going to get into the fun portion, which is our this and that, and then just some fun questions. So, to start us off, a late night study session or early morning grind?
So,
I'm going to go with early morning grind because a late night study session, I'll be cool for a good 20 minutes. Then I just put my computer away, so I'm going to go to early morning grind.
I'll say early morning grind, mid morning maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends. But I'll say early morning grind.
Do you like ridge food or meal prepping?
Ridge food or meal prepping?
Yeah. While you're on campus, you know?
I would rather meal prep for than a ridge year. Food? Yes. I mean, their omelets and during breakfast be gas, but that's about. For me.
That's about it. They got better. I think my freshman year was gassed and sophomore year was, but like now, I mean, you see me, I be in Ridge a lot, so.
I be at Qdoba.
Man, whenever, you know, so crazy. Trent was always at Qdoba before it got like fully built here by Lincoln Commons, and I was like not a believer of
it. Like, Trinity, why you always over there, Trent? Trent, you're addicted.
As soon as it got put down,
mm-hmm.
that's where I be. I don't even like Chick-fil-A no more because that's all we got on campus. Qdoba is where it says. So, shout out Trent for putting me on the Qdoba.
Woo!
I'm not a Chipotle person. Qdoba only.
Give me some Ace Bucks for Qdoba, guys.
No, for real. Like,
foster me.
Best thing they could have done. They need more. I like Orange Leaf, but it's not Ace Bucks right now.
Yeah, Papa John's. Papa John's, I'm not going to lie, be guys, but they be taxing with the delivery.
Oh, yeah. And this show last year, next year, they're taking it to, like, Ace Bucks. You can't use Ace Bucks for Papa John's no more. Because they're losing money, so, like, yeah. No
I'm
more.
Not surprised, though. But I'm not going to lie. I was abusing the Ace Bucks at Papa John's my freshman year.
Yeah.
No, I was abusing it.
The pizzas were small, but.
I would get the cinnamon roll mm-hmm. stuff. Oh, yeah. The cheesy breadsticks. I was.
Whew, I love Papa John's.
Yeah.
Dorm life or apartment life?
So, I'm biased. I've been in dorms my entire time here.
Well,
no.
Does New Hall count as an apartment? Kind
of. I mean, I don't have a kitchen, so I'm gonna say it's a dorm. Mm. But I'm not gonna lie though. I'm gonna say dorm only because when I was in a dorm, I had my king size bed, mm-hmm. and I loved that so much. Yeah. If I could get a king size bed in the apartments, I would choose apartments.
Yeah. I think my freshman year, once my roommate left, I had a king size my freshman year, but like, I'm kind of biased too. I mean, I love like Jones and the townhouses. I love those, but I only liked Powell because I didn't have to clean the bathrooms. My roommates don't clean bathrooms, so like only I do that. Yeah. So like, yeah, I ain't gotta worry about me having to do everything. We didn't have a kitchen either. That sucked. But like, I don't like communal bathrooms, so I'm gonna go with apartments.
But like, realistically, like, even though you have a kitchen, how much do you utilize that?
No, I think my roommate, one of them, uses it a lot. I come to Ridge so much, that's the only thing I'd be like, dang, I want to cook more. And every time I say that, you'll catch me eating at least 3 to 4 times a week.
It's just more convenient. That's what I'm saying. I would rather do, if I could have my new hall room with a king size bed, like a hell size mm-hmm. room, like in hell hall, I would do that. My hell room.
The dorms be big, yeah.
Bro, I was living life. I had a projector. I took almost an entire wall.
Living.
2 closets.
I had a huge room.
Like, I was chilling. Like, I would go back. I had my own bathroom. Mm-hmm. It was so convenient.
That's, yeah. And there's not a lot of people that lived in my dorm. So, like, even when I did go use the bathroom or just walking through the halls, nobody would come out. It was just me. So, it was basically living in an apartment, but it wasn't. Okay, this is good.
Oh, God.
Movies with friends or deep talks?
It depends. I like both. I'm not going to lie. I'm just thinking about when we would do that. Because mm-hmm. we did that a lot, actually. And I actually really enjoyed our movies. Because I think the debrief would be gas. Deep talks, though, do hit in Ridge at like 10 o'clock at night. Yeah. Too. So I think you got to. I can't choose.
I'm going with deep talks. Because, I mean, how many times do we really. Well, actually,
we watched a lot of movies. But someone ended up falling asleep, and it was usually Madison.
Yeah. So
I don't know. 50-50. That was hard.
That's a good one. That's a 50-50. Yeah, I don't even know, because them deep talks be hitting. But, like, we only have deep talks, like,
when something happens.
Yeah, most of the time it'd be, like, movies, because we watch at least a good, these past, even this
the
year.
The Tubi? No, but last semester
Tubi, man. Shout out Tubi.
Tubi was gas. Yeah, that's hard. I kind of like the movies, though. Because we would have deep talks in the movies, too.
Game night or karaoke night?
Game night.
Okay, good. You can't sing. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing, y'all.
Me and Brynn had a good movie, karaoke night last night.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Who was singing the best?
Me.
I'm going to ask her the same question. Mm-hmm. See what she says. Anyway. I'm going to go with game night. I loved my game nights back at Jones 303 last year, me and Ajanae. We was cooking.
No, you were never cooking.
Our game nights were amazing.
I thought you meant in the games.
No.
The game nights was even like that.
No. The game night, like, just hosting it was amazing. That's it. Dressed up or laid back?
Laid back.
Yeah, I like bumming half the time. I don't like to. Yeah. Text or FaceTime?
what are you going to say?
I'm going to say FaceTime. You better not say text. I feel like you suck at texting for real.
I do. So I'd rather FaceTime. But even then, it depends. Because if I'm locked in,
yeah,
I would rather text. I'd say FaceTime.
I love FaceTime. I like FaceTime over call, actually. Like, if I'm calling somebody, I'd be like, bro, just FaceTime. Like, I hate calls. I don't know why. Unless it's like my mom or somebody, I'll call. But like, I love FaceTimes.
You don't FaceTime your mom?
She don't really like FaceTime. She'd be like, I don't like my face in the camera. She'll put the phone down. So at that point, it's not even FaceTime. So I'd rather just be on the phone. But, like, if people, like, FaceTime, I'm just going to be like, hey, bro, call me.
I think I like phone calls better than FaceTime because I don't like popping my phone up.
True. Like, I don't know. Like, if you were to say, Mike, call me, I'm a click FaceTime.
See, I call you, though. I feel like I call you.
Like, if I said, Trent, call me, you would call me?
Yeah.
Fair. That's fair. It's 50-50. Some people be calling me when I say call me, but sometimes be like, bro, I meant FaceTime me. But, like.
I feel like it also depends.
Instagram or TikTok?
So I got my spam back. I would kind of say Instagram now.
Are we talking about just Instagram in general? Or you want to say like Reels?
I love Instagram Reels now. When they shut down TikTok, I discovered Instagram Reels.
I've been on Instagram
and it's
Reels.
So funny.
Yeah, Instagram Reels. The only reason I like Instagram Reels better than TikTok is because of the comments. You can say so much more on Instagram. than you can on TikTok.
I feel like Instagram Reels push boundaries a little bit more than TikTok.
You can, you can post really anything. Yeah. I've seen so much, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's I kind of like Instagram Reels more. Unpopular opinion.
So, you be at Rademacher's. So, coffee or tea?
Coffee. I hate tea.
Coffee or an energy drink to get you through the day. What's your favorite energy drink?
So, I like Ghost. Sorry, it gets real serious. I like Ghost Sour Pink Lemonade.
Ooh, she put me on today.
It is so. Cause I feel like coffee don't hit me for real. I feel like it's cool to sip, you know, very aesthetic. But an energy drink will get you through there, and the Ghost will get you through there. You feel me? Times two.
See, what I didn't know was, okay, so I had to go home for a weekend, and I didn't know, like, I bought it from the gas station. I didn't know when it comes to energy drinks, you're supposed to just take, you know, sips here and there.
You tried it?
I chugged that thing down with some food because I was hungry. I got home. I didn't sleep till, like, 5. I was up. I was up. Like,
I usually take it as, like, if I don't use my pre... Boo.
Y'all, if you heard that, I accidentally clicked stop, so like it might
mid sentence at that. That was
it was an accident.
Nonetheless, golly. Anyway, pre workout. When I'm not taking my pre workout in the morning, I'll use Ghost as a pre workout, and it really do be hitting sometimes.
That counts as pre workout.
No, but you, it's, I don't know. I feel like it has similar effects.
Ooh, Trent's pre-workout is amazing.
I love pre-workout. I'm not going to lie. I feel like if I don't, I'm not going to say I hate my workouts, but I love my workouts much more.
I be lifting so much more. She gave me just a little sip. I was in there squatting.
I think I use Gorilla, something like that. It's so good. I'm not going to lie. I like stimulant pre-workout. I like feeling like itchy.
You know, speaking of Gorilla... Who you got winning, Trent? 100 men or one gorilla?
I'm not going to lie. I've been seeing those AI. I'm going to have to pick the gorilla. Because, listen, I heard all of it. I just feel like getting 100 men to commit to attacking a gorilla would be very slim. And that wingspan, all he has to do is just spin around like this.
But, okay, realistically, though, yes, his force, like the force of a gorilla is strong, but for him to spin 360 and 20 people fly at once, they ain't that strong. They ain't overpowered now.
Realistically.
How you think zookeepers get gorillas in the zoo? All right. That was kind of dumb.
But I'm like, realistically, not all 100 men are going to tech at the same time. Realistically.
It depends. So kind of like Squid Games, right? Not everybody knew to run or to stop. They didn't believe it, right? If they knew from the beginning, like, hey, we all gotta team up and get this gorilla, they would. But if you just had 100 people and you see a gorilla attacking y'all, life or death, half of them not gonna do it. So, yeah.
But I'm saying, though, like, this is just pure. Like, there's a zoo with gorillas in it right now. We could get 100 people to go to that zoo right now and go into that gorilla cage.
Let's do it.
The gorilla's gonna win. I'm not gonna lie. Just based off human instincts and stuff like that, I just don't think people are gonna commit like that. Like, everything is very, like, well, if you do this, it's very, like, you know?
Yeah.
200 men or a polar bear? I'd say polar bear.
Polar bear. I feel like a polar bear is stronger than a damn gorilla.
But 200, you're
doubling. Oh, 200? Oh, 200 men. I'm sorry.
You know how big a polar bear is?
A polar bear is huge, but 200, that's more than 100. There's not even 200 people.
Good job.
There's not even 200 people probably that go to Ridge every day.
There'll be two. Okay, look at, the graduating class, I think has like a little less than 400.
When you graduate, I'm going to look around, and I'm going to look at the first 100. I'm going to be like, yeah, they can get a gorilla.
Would you, like, if they were drafting people to fight this gorilla, would you go?
No. Let me tell you why. That gorilla gonna kill my That gorilla is gonna kill my ass. Let me tell y'all why. I am 5'7".
You about the same
160. I'm gonna, they gonna, one hit, I'm flying. Now if it's like average men, we're done. But if it's bodybuilders 6'2", 6'3", we got this. There's just no way. Imagine 100 LeBrons. Not actually LeBron, but like 100 people built like LeBron. There's no way we lose. Now, imagine 100 of me. They lost.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
No, it's not really hard, but like, yeah, that, me looking at that gorilla, I'm a ass. Please just let me go. It's not gonna understand me, but like,
I just feel like we're underestimating a gorilla at this point. 100 men or accountability?
Huh. Say that again.
No. Anyway.
Because I've seen that a question similar to that, so.
100 men or accountability?
Well, I think the 100 men would win. You know, I got a question similar to that. It was the same question. It was 100 women versus accountability.
I'm not going to lie. Accountability is going to whoop the man ass. Personally, I feel like.
Yeah. All right. Before we wrap this up, you know, I got to do my signature that I do everything with everybody. So, Trinity, you ready for this question?
No, just kidding.
Okay. If you could give one piece of advice to incoming freshmen, especially young black women, what would it be?
If I had to get a piece of advice, it would really just be like, I don't know. Cause I feel like getting involved, like, of course, I feel like getting involved, figure out what you like and don't like. I think that would be the main thing, but I feel like it's kind of cliche. Mm-hmm. I would just say, do what you want at the end of the day. Like, at the end of college, you're going to have to be in a career. Like, you know, you have to choose your job. Don't do stuff based off what people have told you or based off what your family thinks is right. Like, you're going to have to live off the decisions you make in college. Nobody else.
Right.
So be 10 toes down behind your decisions. Figure out what you want. Figure out what you like. Figure out who you are, what you want to do. And stand by that. Like, there's no reason to people please in college, I feel like.
Facts.
So, I say, do you, don't people please. And I'm trying to think what else. What do you think?
You want to hear my advice? I mean,
I'm just saying, like, what have you seen in college that you feel like black people specifically have struggled with?
Finding their people. A lot of people see on campus, we don't have a lot of black people. But also they're scared to, like, you know,
talk
and try to find those people. That's why, like, I really loved BSU, because there's some events where there's people that I didn't know that I would speak to today. If it wasn't for those events or if BSU wasn't a thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't really connect. So I feel like just being comfortable with doing events to where you can find your people and not being afraid to do that.
I also say, don't take everything so serious.
Right.
I feel like I struggled with that a lot my first couple of years here. Like, everything was like do or die, and
right.
I feel like it don't be that deep. No one, it's everyone's first time in college. It's everyone's, you know, everyone's new. Most people aren't from Evansville. Most people are away from their families. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everyone's adjusting. So it's okay. It's okay to be scared, but you don't have to take everything to heart. You don't have to take everything so serious. It's okay just to experience things.
That's good. Well, Trin, I appreciate you, and congratulations on just graduating. And
woo!
5 years is a lot, and you got your master's. There's a lot of people that don't even get their associates or bachelor's. So for you to stick with something is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you. For everybody, I know everybody knows who Trinity Terrell is because she does so much on this campus. If you don't know, after this, you better go on Instagram and type in Trinity Terrell. But thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. This is the down low, the end of the school year, and it's time to be done.